I just reckon that I would want to touch base on, you know, faults of the system in a way that I myself was a yada yada girl that was taken from her mum. My mum was part of the stolen generation, you know, taken from her mum. And growing up, once we lost Dad, it wasn't easy, you know, and she kind of went off the rails because she didn't know any better and she wasn't taught the right ways. And then I was taken off mum with all the other kids. And then, you know, I think that took a part of me for a long time. I was stuck, you know, not knowing who I was or where I was. But yeah, you get stronger over the years. But I think I just want to give a shout out to all them Resi kids out there to know that you're not alone. And
yeah, you're right. It's just, and that's beautiful.
Yeah, I've got two kids that were taken off me. And I'm only young, so I'm ready. Being incarcerated my second time now, it's time to get out and give my kids what they deserve because, you know, I was running around thinking and blaming the world, but it wasn't always the world. It was my choices that I chose to make, but and I own that. But, yeah, definitely growing up in and out of homes, not being loved, being neglected, you know, not being taught your own ways as an Indigenous child, I think that's a big fault in where we go wrong and where the system goes wrong because they're taking you from your land, from your home, and taught white ways, you know, you're not the way that we were brought up back in the day. You know, we had no sickness, no nothing. We were living off the land and happy families, you know. Yeah, I think they just need to do a lot more with Koori kids that are taken from their parents and do a lot more work on connecting you to your parents and giving them more access visits and giving them a chance to go to more programs. Like growing up, I went to a couple programs with the AFL, like Geelong Cats, and stayed at the Deakin University and things like that. And like something like Australian footy, that, you know, we've got a few footy players that are cultural and things like that, and that's really good. It brought us all us Koori kids together in a way, and we all told our stories. And but yeah, I think there needs to be a lot more return to countries for Indigenous kids as well, and yeah, connecting parents and kids, because once that's broken, you know, the kids don't know who to believe and who not to believe, and they blame their parents and then they end up in places like this and make the wrong decisions because they don't know any better. Story of my life, I suppose.
Not just yours, and that's a familiar story for not just young women, young men too.
Yeah,
it's the
100%.
Same story. You know,
I think we need more people that know, you know, like women that are incarcerated and to work with kids that have been taken, you know, because we know the hurt, we know the pain, and we know what we've got to, the hoops we've got to jump through. And we can teach them like our mob taught us back in the day that we're missing now. Like we need to start teaching our young the right ways, not telling them how they should and shouldn't live. But if we guide them, I feel like they would end up a lot stronger, you know?